Hey, everybody, welcome back to this very special episode of the 7 Cents Cosmo podcast. I am Simon, and joining me, of course, is Luis.
Hello, everybody. It's Luis Avala here. How are you, Simon?
Doing good. Pretty last minute because there was a new trailer that was released in Japan. Now, we know the official date for the Knights of Zodiac movie, the Saint Seiya live action movie. It's coming out in April 28th in Japan. No words yet on other countries such as the US, France, Mexico.
Yeah.
Nothing
yet. Nothing at all.
All right. What are your impressions? What caught your attention?
Okay. So now here's where things are pretty interesting. I was really surprised that this trailer is, at least I feel like it was shorter than I expected it to be, but yet there was so much more stuff that was in it specifically to at least get us the gist of what the story is going to be about, which again, in the broad strokes, actually seems to line up pretty well with the classical Saint Seiya, at least the idea, like the origin story of Seiya himself. The visuals do have some amazing work, and I mean, it really is beautifully lit. Like, you see a lot of really cool looking scenes. The action looks really cool. I mean, some people might think that it's not wholly original, but then again, that I can't make that judgment until we see it. You know, we have to see the movie, because it's like, if you get down to it, every action movie is generic, you know, in its own way, because you're going to see certain things that are always, chase scenes are kind of always going to be part of the course, you know, explosions always part of the course. But something that I thought was interesting is this trailer kind of proved that showing the bare minimum actually was enough for me to go, okay, I think I need to see this now, you know. It's like, it was the bare minimum. I think that, and keep in mind, when I say bare minimum, I don't mean that in the bad context. I'm actually meaning it in my perspective as, again, newer, much, much newer kind of person exposed to it. Only a casual full run through once, and without a chance to really see repeated episodes until this show specifically. As a person with no tangential history with it, I mean, I actually think that it has me intrigued. And in all honesty, it's a nice break from the very traditional yearly, multiple monthly, actually, it seems to be these days, of Marvel or monthly Star Wars shows or something. It's kind of nice to see something that's not that. So personally, I think that it did its job for someone like myself who has no idea the way it's going to be perceived. Is it a good trailer as just a film? Now, that's something that's going to be very subjective. If I didn't see Saint Seiya, would I be as excited, or would I even be acknowledging the trailer like the way I am right now? That's a very good question, because in my personal opinion, being exposed to the anime series is why I find this intriguing. How did you feel about seeing the trailer, like when we finally saw, oh, they're giving away some of the story, like some of the broader strokes?
I think for me, when I watched the trailer, I didn't know what to expect, because I feel like, oh, they're probably just gonna repurpose some of the previous stuff in the first trailer, and then that 30 second spot, which they kind of did.
They did.
Just made it a little bit different. But this was like tonally completely different. It was
very different.
It felt like it was more highlighting the action sequences.
Definitely. I agree.
Compared to the other two, especially the first one.
Yes.
This one really wanted to show, I think, audiences, new audiences, and even current fans of Saint Seiya, you know, here are some of the action sequences that you can expect from this movie. And I think that's what really intrigued me, are the action sequences in this trailer. We see, you know, Seiya in his bronze cloth.
Yes.
Armor.
Armor, yeah.
Yeah, armor. And then, you know, starting to fighting off some of the, I guess they're foot soldiers. They could be the Black Saints, the Black Knights.
They could be. Could be, potentially.
I know we saw that in like the first teaser trailer. So I was like, okay, that's all right. But then I think the part that really kind of like showed me what could really, really be aesthetically good was the fight, showing the fight between Phoenix, Ikki.
Yeah.
Or as he's going to be called here, Nero.
Nero. Yeah, that's interesting.
Fighting with Seiya and in the Phoenix cloth armor, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that part I was like, oh, okay. I did not expect them to show that so early. We saw that in that 30 second, but I didn't think they'll show like more of it. And that part of that fight scene was like, oh, okay, this is like really more really hand-to-hand combat kind of thing.
It's really nice to see it too.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part in the anime series, there were some of that.
Yes, there definitely was.
But it wasn't to that level.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that come close to it is there was a CGI movie of Saint Seiya called Legend of Sanctuary that came out in 2014. I like to call that one. That one looks a lot like Final Fantasy to me.
Yeah, it does actually. That's but a good point.
There were scenes in that movie that has a lot of hand-to-hand combat.
There was, yeah.
And it was very similar to what I was seeing. I think that was what intrigued me. And just then hearing Ikki's voice, what he's saying, and, Seiya delivering his usual...
They got his remarks pretty well off.
Yeah, that sounds like what Seiya will say.
it does.
Exactly. Yeah. And, then the last part where they clashed towards each other, like, whoa, that was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Very beautiful.
I don't know how the movie's going to end up. Okay. As someone who hasn't watched it yet, I don't know. But as a trailer, okay, it looks nice. It looks beautiful. And look, for most part, we could have a great trailer, and most of the time we have a great trailer, but the movie just doesn't come out good.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes. And that's something that we also have to acknowledge as people who are, discussing Saint Seiya, and especially, this is a very unique situation for us in the United States. I think that the reason why there's going to be depending on how it comes out, again, this all is, it all depends on how well the movie is made and how, if the story manages to really be able to keep the essence while still being entertaining and accessible for the wider audience. I think that the reason why hardcore fans in the United States are really nervous about this, if anything, is because they're going through a situation where this thing never took off in the United States. Like, I didn't even know the existence of this thing, and I loved anime. I never even heard of it, So we never had general access to Saint Seiya. And now that we have Knights of the Zodiac coming out as a film, this is going to be a lot of people here in the United States' first exposure to ever even hearing about this thing, And it goes back to the same situation I said in a previous episode where it's so sad. A dream of mine was that Cowboy Bebop would become like this live action thing would be something so good that there was going to be a massive, new fan base and stuff like that. However, the minute that they had shown the cast, I was already starting to get very iffy, especially with the fact when it was an event, Netflix was the one who was producing it, To me, it was very nerve-wracking because for people who watch the live action Cowboy Bebop, they will never believe me and will not even take the chance if I tell them, but the anime is so much better. It's so good. And if their first exposure was the live action, they're probably not going to give the anime a chance. They're like, well, it's probably going to be like that. Even no matter how much we say, they're not going to believe us,
Yeah. And I'm worried about it too. I'm worried. Okay. Yeah. I'm worried about the success of this movie.
Again, you have every right as a fan of Saint Seiya to be nervous or, maybe even not even bothered, because there's some people who, I'm not able to do this and I'm not one of those people who can do this where it's like, some people can turn it off and be like, I don't care about any other opinion. I don't need validation. I don't need any outside. Some people can do that. I'm not one of those who could do that when it comes to certain media and properties, because, we as a fandom, we love these things so much. We want to share it with other people. We want to talk about it with other people. And when you have a product that is really good, then there is some post windfall that comes with that. You know, if, for example, Knights of the Zodiac is a good movie, if it is, or turns out to be a good movie, there is a chance that the long, probably the best way to put it is like wished on idea of having the original series legitimately, maybe even dubbed and completely remastered and put out in the States, for example. That is a possibility if the movie does very well. In terms of that actually happening, well, again, that's going to depend on the quality of the movie and how much it makes at the box office.
What other things you saw in the trailer? I mean, we definitely saw Athena.
Yeah, we did.
Very briefly. Yeah,
very briefly. And even like, you know, teasing some of the, like one of the things that I thought was really cool is that when they just the very bare minimum, when they're speaking about like, when they're giving the concept of Athena, they're like, well I guess Sienna, you know, it's like when they're talking about the character, you actually now get just the broad stroke of the idea of what Saya's role in this whole story is. Even though it's just a very brief scene, you get Sean Bean kind of being, you know, like giving us the exposition, right?
Right.
And I really, really do like the fact that they did it in a very short time. The one thing that I have to really state for the trailer was we have to acknowledge the soundtrack. We have to acknowledge
It was, you know,
unexpected.
Unexpected. I mean, this was kind of announced few weeks ago, that the song that they'd be using for the movie is a song from Pink,
from Pink. Courage. Yeah, the Pink song. Now, keep in mind when we heard that, like we were actually had like visible question marks over our head when we first heard Pink. Is she a fan of it? I mean, we don't know. I'm gonna go out a limb right here. I'm not so sure if she's fan, other than like if she is, hey, that's awesome. I hope she can make some noise for it. But at the same time, it's for an existing song of hers already. But yeah. I was actually pretty pleasantly surprised at how it actually seemed to go quite well with this trailer, right? I was really surprised by that.
I purposely listened to it a few weeks ago just to see why would they use it. And I can see why. Yeah. You know,
at the first, message underneath
that message underneath it. And then I was like, I don't know how it's gonna play in this movie, but we'll see. And then this trailer, I was like, oh wow, it like does kind of match.
Like, wow. It does. It's shockingly matched. And again, it's like to me, it's one of those things where it wasn't until they really put it together, and it could again be a very nice, clever use of brilliant editing, which of course can do that. You know, you can make almost anything look powerful in post-production if you just slightly manipulate sound and picture just right, you know. We also have to acknowledge there is going to be a downside for the soundtrack already, is that so far I have heard nothing of any kind of information that the unanimously praised soundtrack of the original Saint Seiya is going to have any kind of appearance in this movie. I doubt it,
to be honest. I think they're really trying to make this as an original an original version of Saint Seiya.
Yes.
So I don't know, maybe towards the end of the end credits will throw a little surprise at us. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know.
One thing that it is a very, very, very slippery slope right now when it comes to, I mean, even anybody who is just talking either negatively or positively about the trailer, it's got some people on edge. I can't say that it has everyone on edge, no. But it does have some people on edge because they're hoping, just like you and I, we want it to be good. We want to introduce it to people, and we hope that people give it a chance. If you have a good film, even better, you know.
Yeah.
Now there is a chance, of course, that, you know, we're trying to judge it from just the standpoint of the trailer as a trailer. I think that it worked for me in terms of getting me curious enough to, I'm going to buy a ticket, you know. And that's the thing, I don't review movie stuff that I don't actually watch and buy tickets for myself. And I don't know about you, Simon, but I think you're very much like me. I do not believe, especially with this economy right now, of buying expensive ass tickets to movies just to hate it or just to be upset about it. You know, I'm like, no, I spent money on that. I'm hoping that that money wasn't wasted. I want it to be good.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm like that too. You know, just obviously I'm pretty sure a lot of people are like that as well. Time will tell. I mean, first of all, we need a release date here in the States.
We need one.
I'm trying to plan it out, man.
Like, yeah. And I mean,
I want to mention something in the trailer. They show Marin.
Yeah, they do. I forgot to actually mention.
She say a line.
He actually has a line. And I honestly thought that the look looked pretty accurate, you know, in my opinion. I thought it looked like I recognized from the anime. I was like, oh my goodness, that was something I didn't expect, you know?
Yeah, me too. I mean, we saw a little glimpse of, you know, of it in the teaser, but then now it's like we kind of see more of it.
Yeah, in like, more context with a voice.
In more context, yeah. So I'm just like, holy. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm still a little worried. It's like both excitement and worry. Like, I'm probably, like,
sure.
A little excited because, like, wow, there's actually going to be a movie. After hearing about it in early 2010s, didn't really hear anything. And it just went completely silent until like 2021. And it's like, now it's really coming to fruition. I got to say though, this trailer, it's surprisingly good.
I like it. Yeah, I like the trailer. And keep in mind, for anybody who, dissenting opinions, of course, are going to be had.
Well, final thought, Luis, what did you think of the Phoenix Cloth?
Okay. Okay. Honestly, it's growing on me.
He is your favorite character.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, my thing that I really have to say is that it is shocking to me that it looks the way it does, mainly on the fact that I was only introduced to this less than 2 years ago, right?
Right.
I was introduced to this less than 2 years ago. To actually see this kind of having a live action adaptation already being made is a very weird position for me because of the fact that I have no nostalgia for it. So I'm coming at it from someone who's fresh off of it, trying to comprehend what I'm taking a look at. I personally like the way it's being shown right here. Again, I am not a purist. So being a very casual fan, and keep in mind when I say casual fan, that doesn't mean I don't like it. Hell, I wouldn't be co-hosting a show based off of it if I didn't like it, you know. So like, much like the way anyone who's in a fan base, no one wants to have a bad version of their favorite IP.
I definitely agree. And we'll have to wait and see the final product in theaters sometime. The waiting game for us might be a little bit longer depending where you are. Everybody, Simon here. So right after we finished recording, it looked like they also released another trailer. This time it's like a 30-second spot. And in my opinion, this 30-second spot seems to be more geared towards Saint Seiya fans because obviously it's in Japanese and you see like different shots compared to the other trailers. I mean, we kind of see like say a training, very quick glimpse. Say also did like some sort of like hand gestures. And we also see like a close up of them throwing their punches. But the reason why I feel like this is more geared towards Saint Seiya fans, whereas the other ones, the one thing I feel like why this is geared more towards Saint Seiya fan is because, you know, they mention Cosmo. And if you are a fan of the show, you'll know why that plays into a big role. And also they used Pegasus Fantasy, the original theme song from the anime series, one of the original openings. And I feel like they're trying to attract as many OG Saint Seiya fans to watch this movie. So they throw in a little Pegasus Fantasy. And there's just that quick, you know, trailer, that second 30-second spot that they had is very interesting. We definitely see a little bit more between the action between Phoenix Ikki or Nero. I believe that's what he'll be called. And, you know, and Pegasus Seiya, see a little bit of Famke Janssen's character doing something. So definitely a little bit more to this little 30-second spot, and definitely I think it is aimed towards OG Saint Seiya fans. We want to know, what are your thoughts of this latest trailer that just dropped in Japan for Japan?
Which, by the way, if you want to take a look at it, it is in English. Like, oh, it has maybe like a couple seconds of Japanese in the very beginning, but then the entire trailer is in English. So it's readily available for any of your English speaking people out there. You can watch it and get an idea of what's going on, and maybe give us your impression about that.
Absolutely. And if you do like this video, please make sure to smash the thumbs up button, subscribe to our channel. Mm-hmm. We are going to rewatch the entire series, the original anime, from the start to where it's currently in its current state.
Yeah.
we've already watched the first 5 episodes of the original series. Those episodes will be up pretty soon. We had to do this little quick recording because of the new trailer just dropped really suddenly out of nowhere for us.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, really out of nowhere.
So keep an eye on this channel. Definitely, if you want to follow us along to rewatch the series, we're going to do that. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
Exactly. And one more time before we even leave, I just got to say one more thing. Understand that we do feel the pain. If this thing does not come out good, we're going to call it out.
Yeah, we will.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Until next time, keep burning your cosmos.